brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're doing five more minutes with Bruce Odell and Vicki Karp. She is the local election rights activist, having a huge effect. The book is Hacked, High-Tech Election Theft in America. We carry it at InfoWars.com in the online video and bookstore shopping cart. Bruce Odell is a computer crimes specialist looking at integrity of systems for financial transactions. He's going to be testifying in 59 minutes before the Texas legislature, before one of their committees. So they've only got five more minutes with us, and they've got to get in the car and drive the couple miles down to the Capitol and find a parking spot. But I was getting solutions from both of them. And then plug your website again. We've got links to it on InfoWars.com. But, Bruce, go over, continue with the point you're making about the solution, and please elaborate on the fact that we're talking about precincts on average counting a couple hundred votes, and then they announce their number, and then that's tabulated at the district level, and then we can have control fraud. It's not going to be perfect. It'll never be perfect, but this top-down, this integration is designed for it. And then any other points you want to make?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, the only problem with hand-counting paper ballots is that it's cheaper, more accurate, and more secure than all the other alternatives. But unfortunately, it doesn't have a price tag on it. It doesn't have a multi-billion dollar industry associated with it.
That's right. They get to make billions, but then at the same time, they also get to destroy our republic.
Well, it sounds like a reasonable exchange.
Yeah. Well, total power and control and billions to do it.
I saw somebody in a listserv on said, we're living in a world where we pretend to vote and they pretend to get elected. And that's pretty much where we are right now.
Well, Joseph Stalin had the famous quote, it doesn't matter
who casts the votes or
what matters is who counts them.
Who counts them, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
And he did say that.
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
Yeah.
And if it's again, there's just simply no justification at all other than I think some misguided desire for the latest and greatest thing that we seem to have in America. That there's simply no reason to automate something that can be done so much better, more inexpensively, and I think, more securely by the citizens themselves.
Well, for anybody who's doubting what's happened, we've had all these engineers and whistleblowers and people go public and people go into jail for engaging in election fraud, and the media, the mainstream media is trying to keep it from becoming a real national issue. But if you combine it in with the torture, and you combine it in with the FEMA camps, and you combine it in with the WMD lies, and you combine it in with the cameras and the police in black uniforms, I mean, this country's going in the wrong direction. Who could deny that?
Well, I really think the people are not the ones driving that. And because of election fraud, the people in power, the arrogance is unbelievable. As you've mentioned many times, Alex, they know that we can't vote them out. So that's what it's all about, is just people taking back their elections. And locally here, we'd like to invite people to look at our website, voterescue.org, and to get involved with us here. And in other areas, we'd like to encourage people to look at our website to figure out how they can start groups in their own area.
Good. Have you given that website out?
Voterescue.org.
That's a great name. Bruce, in closing, do you have hope? I mean, you've been in this fight a while now. What's your prognosis?
Well, actually, you got to be hopeful, because the alternative is utter despair. And, we still have the power to change things in America. And particularly, once it's the issues are properly explained, ordinary people get it. And this is, a Zogby poll says that 92% of the American public want their votes to be counted in a transparent, open, and public process. And when you get 92% support for any issue in America, it's hard to think you're going to be able to keep the lid on it forever.
And that was not a government-sponsored Zogby poll. That was sponsored by an election attorney, Paul Leto.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well,
we know it's accurate.
Godspeed in your testimony. And Bruce, pleasure meeting you.
Pleasure meeting you.
Vicki, always
Alex,
great to see you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in. This will be on the local TV show in the next few weeks and at PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, good luck down there, and take care.
Thanks a million, Alex.
All right, folks. They are in here in the tiny studio. It's like a submarine in here. And I really do want to thank them for coming in. They are literally running out of the studio as we speak to go down. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I remember 8-9 years ago interviewing black writer and just great TV host Tony Brown about the Illuminati, about the New World Order. He'd written a book about it. And Bill O'Reilly interviewed him and basically kind of agreed with him about the Illuminati and the New World Order. Bill O'Reilly did all sorts of investigations. I would say that he was one of the better mainstream reporters. He reported for some of the networks, and he had shows on Inside Edition, you name it. And then, I remember 6 years ago, he was against the open borders, and then he just totally shut up about it. And he's gotten worse and worse and worse. Until the last 5 years, he has been a total New World Order shill, calling for arrest, calling for execution, calling for firing of everybody, calling for no free speech. I thought we'd go back and see. Alan Greenspan was anti-New World Order. He wrote a chapter for a book that Ayn Rand published. What is it? Capitalism, the Unknown Ideal? I actually dug that out. We actually have a copy of it out there. I ought to go grab that and read excerpts of Alan Greenspan. We ought to get a transcript of that. We ought to have somebody type that into the computer and put it on the web so folks can read it. Because I've never seen that online. But I say we dug it out of storage Actually, we bought a new one from Amazon, but Greenspan was against the Federal Reserve, the private bankers, the New World Order, and he was very effective against him. They just went and hired him, folks. It's the same thing with Bill O'Reilly. Because to be an effective brainwasher and demonizer, they try to get people who've been in our camp. So here's Bill O'Reilly doing a report. This is O'Reilly when he was on Inside Edition, reports on Oswald's association with the CIA. Gee, Bill, here you are spouting a conspiracy theory. That's un-American. Why do you hate this country, you two-faced hypocrite? I'm not saying that you should be fired. I'm saying that Fox News has a big problem. Just when was it that you turned to the dark side? And that's the comment made by the YouTuber that posted this. And, yeah, there's lots of reports like this from O'Reilly. I remember them. Well, this is like 12 years old. Here it is.
The Select Committee on Assassinations will at this time come to order.
The most damaging sealed documents of the House Select Committee on Assassinations accuse high-ranking officials of the Central Intelligence Agency of lying to the people of the United States about Lee Harvey Oswald. House investigators believe this man, David Atlee Phillips, met with Oswald 2 months before the assassination. Phillips was the CIA's chief of Western Hemisphere operations and was in charge, among other things, of plots against Fidel Castro. According to the secret reports, Antonio Viciana, a leader of anti-Castro Cubans directed by the CIA, saw Oswald talking to a senior CIA agent he knew by the cover name Maurice Bishop. Viciana provided enough information for House investigators to compile this sketch of the agent who met Oswald. Could it have been Phillips? Investigators believe it was. Phillips denied under oath that he knew Oswald, but House investigators did not believe him and wanted him charged with perjury. The government declined to prosecute, leaving investigators furious. The director of the CIA in 1963 was John McCone. He caused a sensation among committee staffers when he admitted there was an agent using the cover name Bishop. But a secret memo reveals he was allowed to reverse his testimony. A CIA lawyer wrote the committee, "I should inform you that he had been in error." In summary, Mr. McCone withdraws his statements on this point. The man who fingered Maurice Bishop, Antonio Viciana, was shot in the head soon after testifying, but survived. Frightened, he will no longer talk about the case. We caught up with him in Florida.
They wounded me in the head. They tried to kill me.
You know why? Why would anybody?
I don't know. Perhaps the FBI knows. The FBI knows.
Did they tell you?
No. Actually.
David Atlee Phillips died of cancer in 1988. Investigators believe Phillips was angry at JFK for botching the Cuban Bay of Pigs operation.
Did you kill the president?
The second explosive revelation in the sealed document also links the CIA directly to Oswald. While living in Dallas, Oswald was befriended by Russian-born George Demoranshield. Investigators determined he was a contract agent for the CIA in Central America and the Caribbean. In 1977, moments before he was to be interviewed by House investigators, Demoranshield blew his brains out with a 20-gauge shotgun. House investigators believe he was a crucial link between the CIA and Lee Harvey Oswald. There is no question that the sealed JFK files are extremely embarrassing for the CIA. House investigators have told Inside Edition that the agency did not fully cooperate in their investigation and that the CIA had final say in the report that the House Assassinations Committee made public. Thus, the public report makes no mention of the CIA's links with Lee Harvey Oswald. But the secret documents are another story.
One interesting sidelight, the movie JFK was partially based on Jim Garrison's investigation in New Orleans. Well, House investigators uncovered evidence that the CIA planted 9 agents inside the Garrison investigation to feed him false information and to report back to Langley on what Garrison was finding out.
Now, that is an extremely accurate report. That's Bill O'Reilly, who was the producer on that report and wrote that. Bill O'Reilly knows exactly what he's doing, which is what makes him so evil. By the way, I have the book here in front of me. We ought to carry this. Ayn Rand, Capitalism, The Unknown Ideal. and it is a collection of essays. And guess who is in here? I didn't mark this one. This is a new book I got. I read this probably 15 years ago before I even got on air. Let me find Greenspan. Let me go to G here in the bibliography, or in the here in the back. I guess I'm trying to find it. I want to find the exact page that he's in here. Federal Reserve System. Greenspan, there it is. Good old Mr. Greenspan. And then you can flip over Alan Greenspan's page 75 to page 85, and then he's in there again. So let me go to page 75 here in this 300 and something page book. And you can, that's just one of the footnotes where he's in an article. But, again, he wrote a large section of this book, Alan Greenspan. And he goes into how the Federal Reserve is evil and private and how it runs a big scam and how we're controlled by bankers. And he was a big intellectual, ran an investment house trading in gold in New York City. And they just got sick of him waking everybody up about the Federal Reserve. He was one of us. This book was published in the 60s. I know that. Let me get the actual publishing date by Signet Book. First printing was in November of 1967, and it is in its 40th printing, just from the 67 publication. And then it goes on with all the other issuances, but the Ayn Rand wrote for it, the Objectivist newsletter article wrote for it, Alan Greenspan wrote for it. His essay, though, is from 62. But wait, there's two essays in here from him. So you can, he wrote Antitrust, he wrote that, and he wrote Gold and Economic Freedom. That's page 101. He wrote Antitrust, 63. He wrote The Assault on Integrity, 126. And that's it. Okay, so I'd gone from memory reading this 15 years ago. I said he wrote two. He wrote three essays in here. And he's quoted in several others. And you just heard... Now, Americans today, those who still watch mainstream TV, couldn't even follow an Inside Edition report with names and facts like you heard from O'Reilly. That's the massive, scientifically crafted, actual dumbing down and brainwashing going on. You know you can't talk to the general public now. I mean, we're not even that smart here. You're not that smart. We're just average folks. And you try to talk to your neighbor, they're like, huh, what? Did you hear about the game? You're like, hey, you know, there's the border's open. They're getting rid of the sovereign. What's that? What's sovereignty? Listen, we're losing freedom. The dollar's plunging in value. What's that mean? I mean, literally. You understand, ladies and gentlemen? This is what I meant to say earlier about somebody on my MySpace posting a thing about how Tommy Franks is a real man and those of us that aren't for the war can't get women. I mean, this is what this Navy guy posted. Really weird dribble. That, hey, did you know, punk, that he's on CIA payroll? Claiming that he was independently saying he was for the war after he retired, and it turned out he was paid $500,000+ a year to go around giving stump speeches saying we're going to go into martial law and the military is going to run America. That's called high treason, boy. And you and your Navy friends, now again, most people I talk to, Marines, Navy folks, they're fans, they know the truth, they're upset, they're good people. We support the military. But for the type of folks out there that think it's illegal for me to have free speech and who think military dictatorship is good, if you get between me and my family, you better have some life insurance, okay? Do not try to oppress me. Do not try to think I'm your slave. Do not try to take me to a FEMA camp. Do you understand, you un-American disgrace? You are the un-Americans. You are the disgrace. Tommy Franks is a criminal. What he did was illegal. It is criminal. It's been ruled criminal.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's April 3rd, 2007. Gold is at $662.80, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $686.25, $345.68 for half ounce, and $172.84 for quarter ounce coins. That's $686.25, $345.68, and $172.84. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published a long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Thus says Yahweh, if you will not keep my commandments by violating my covenant, I will bring upon you sudden terror. Just as prophesied, the judgments upon America have begun. Yes, the terror attacks of 9/11 opened Revelation's first seal. In the name of peace and safety, the Rider King has mounted his white horse, waging wars and rumors of war, conquering the Middle East for treasures of oil. Get to Witness Ministries' next shocking revelation. The Rider of the White Horse, George W. Bush in prophecy. Visit the website, towitnessministries.com. King George II beats the war drums for his next invasion, Iran and Syria. More nations are to follow, including the draft of your children. With a $25 love offering to Two Witness Ministries, get the book, The Rider of the White Horse, at Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Unless she repents, America will not survive the Red Horse of World War III.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, these anti-Rosie O'Donnell websites we discovered were registered through proxies with law firms. Classic spook behavior. And then we got a chance to see one of the neocon writers, like a 20-year-old guy, which I'm not knocking young people, it's just that that's the slack jawed. It's always the same type they've got working for them. And then they can't get, or it's like the case of the gay porn stars, or you know, that latest Marine guy, the top gay porn star and gay whore model that the neocons were all pleasuring themselves with. I mean, I'm sorry, that's just the facts. It's, every week it's a new one. Either that or it's some young punks or whatever. It's always the same M.O. But I'm not saying these guys are like that. I'm just saying it's either that or it's these little snivellers. And They admit on here that it's a fake petition. In fact, they say, it says it could be easily frauded. It says this petition can be easily frauded, and the identity of each individual signee can never be verified. It's all like a big joke site. And then it says StopRosie.com. It says our mission is to influence current and prospective viewers of the View to not watch the program until Rosie O'Donnell is replaced. So that's saying get her fired. And down here it says we are not trying to get her fired. I thought I'd play these guys from the show they were on. The individual who radiates, this young man radiates, you got to go watch the video on prisonplanet.com or infowars.com of this guy. Well, both of them are these little dough, baby-faced, little weak creatures, little spindly creatures you can tell just sit there at their computers all day. And it's the same folks at Popular Mechanics. It's just an army of them, and we're going to defeat them. We're going to defend this country from you neocon scum. But let's go ahead and roll this clip of the two on there.
Big outrage. Our favorite big bully, Rosie O'Donnell, keeps pushing for an investigation into the 9/11 attacks based on her over-the-top 9/11 conspiracy theories. She says things like, fire can't melt steel. And that should prove the U.S. government brought down World Trade Building number 7 with explosives. She directly accuses President Bush and the administration of attacking the U.S. on 9/11. Listen to this stuff straight from the horse's mouth.
I do believe that it is the first time in history that fire has ever melted steel. I do believe that it defies physics for the World Trade Center Tower 7, Building 7, which collapsed in on itself. It is impossible for a building to fall the way it fell without explosives being involved. World Trade Center 7.
She uses her ABC show The View as a platform to push these 9/11 theories. ABC and Disney are basically allowing her to spew left-wing anti-American propaganda. When will ABC take his stand against this? With me now, Ethan Zahor, founder of StopRosie.com. He's spearheading a new online petition to get Rosie off the air. And also, National Review online columnist Stephen Spruill. So, Stephen, you first. All this stuff from Rosie comes from this 9/11 truth movement, which she appears to have bought into entirely. Does that explain all the venom for Bush and the Bush administration?
Well, I think it might be the other way around. In fact, I think that if you're a pacifist, then it's hard to reconcile the fact that we were attacked on 9/11 by people who hate us and want to kill us. And so the mind, I think, in that instance seeks for alternative explanations. And if you already hate Bush and think he's the source of everything evil in the world, then he becomes sort of a very convenient, natural culprit to pen the attacks on.
Stephen, StopRosie.com, you're doing an online petition.
Yes.
Ethan.
Yes.
You're doing an online petition. Who's signing it and how many?
A lot of people. Before I came on, we had about 1,000 counts. The site just went online this morning. It's getting hits.
Only this morning?
Just this morning, yes.
Why did you start this, and why did you start it this morning?
I started this weekend.
By the way, if you go on there, it's basically just a message board. It's not even a petition. If you post anything for Rosie or for free speech, they delete you. It's nothing but threats and hatred and just garbage. And you've got these two little troglodytes on there together. By the way, there have been big developments in the Rosie O'Donnell situation, and I'm really wondering if I should talk about it or how much I can say. I'm not going to say much. Maybe I will in the next segment. I got to think about it. I keep rolling it. Well, we'll break, come back, play the rest of it with John Gibson. I mean, he literally is like a blonde-haired Count Dracula or something. I mean, this guy is such a joke. Some people I know watch Fox as like entertainment, they roll and laugh. I can't do it. I've been at friends' houses who are conservatives, by the way. You know, they got gun cabinets with, you know, they got automatic weapons licenses and are constantly hunting. Again, people think that everybody that hates Fox is a liberal. No. Real conservatives literally roll around laughing. I don't. I mean, I cry. I mean, it's unbelievable.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Everyone knows he meant magnesium every day. So calcium supplementation and one source of magnesium. That just simply isn't enough to give your body the proper nutrition it needs to help keep bones and teeth strong, prevent osteoporosis, and support muscle function. Now discover the most advanced calcium and magnesium supplement on the market today. Select Cal 1000. From the folks who brought you Walk Your Sea Vegetation, Select Cal 1000 contains seven sources of calcium and four sources of magnesium. Walker's Select Cal 1000 is also packed with other important vitamins and minerals, and of course, Walker's special blend of sea vegetation. Try finding that in your ordinary calcium supplement. Order Select Cal 1000 today and receive 10% off just by mentioning you heard it on the radio in the comments portion of the order page. Visit walkers.com. That's WACHTERS.com. Or call 1-800-682-7100.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. All right, I got a whole blitz of news I want to cover. You're noticing that I have been so busy covering news, I spent about 60 seconds in the last 2.5 hours covering my books and films and the other books and films we carry at InfoWars.com. Be sure and check out the secure online shopping cart if you believe in what we're doing and want to get powerful materials in the fight to get America freedom to fascism or Ritalin Stone or Loose Change Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions Part 1. It's all there at InfoWars.com. Let's go back to literal cartoon propaganda. The elite is laughing at Fox News. I mean, the people that watch this, at least CNN's a little more high grade, and it's just as bad or worse. I mean, it's admittedly run by the CIA. By the way, look into that. That's really a true claim. We don't just say that. But let's go back to John Gibson, the government operative, there with these two minions who may be useful idiots. Who knows? Here it is.
Took and embedded data design. It went online. It got out. The word got out somehow.
Something must have inspired you on Friday. What was it?
On Friday, I hear, actually, all the time, I hear all these anti-Rosie comments she makes with the fire-melting steel and everything else. So I said, I want to participate. I want to do whatever I can to give somebody an outlet to let their voice be heard on it.
For the records, fire does melt steel.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Stephen, ABC.
For the record, I'm a Chinese jet pilot. For the record, the moon's made of cheese. 1,800-degree jet fuel does not melt steel. It does not even substantively weaken it. Underwriting laboratories that underwrote the buildings did a year-long study. There are the famous photos of men and women waving for help for 20-plus minutes up against 4-foot-around columns, 47 of them, standing there begging for help. And then you hear the guy on the cell phone going, "I'm here, I need your help. Explosions!" Ah! And then it cuts out. Then you see the thing blowing to bits with femur bones flying over 100 yards across the street on top of buildings. I mean, bones just blown out of bodies. I mean, let's magically say fire weakened it. They would have bent, they would have slumped, they would have crumbled and fallen down. Or falling over, no, boom, 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 top down, blowing it up in sections, concrete aerosolized. And then 7, perfect top, bottom down, they blow the middle column, you see the penthouse fall, then you see squibs, boom, 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 up the sides. I mean, you even got blast squibs. I mean, and then you got all the firefighters and police saying we were told get back, they were going to blow it up, and about the lava and the, I mean, if you think 1800 degree jet fuel that won't melt people begging for help turns steel into lava, folks, and has it 2.5 months later at 2500 degrees, it's just amazing. Let's finish up, back it up a few seconds. I want them to hear Gibson. Now, raw non-structural steel, when iron has had enough coke put in it and had enough air injected into it to change the molecules, and go into how steel's made, weak, you know, basic non-structural steel, okay, that's just left the grade of iron, doesn't begin to melt, okay, and they consider melting just, you know, oozing, starting to, you know, that's what's considered. I mean, you can, you know, turn the stuff into gas if you want, or you turn it into the equivalent of liquid, and then that takes a lot more. Let me give you the exact temperature. 2,774 degrees. 2,774. Now, guess what structural steel begins to melt at? 3,300 plus. Just type in melt temp of steel into Google. You'll get all the universities, all the studies. And so Gibson is up here just saying everybody knows the Earth is flat. Everybody knows that Pluto, you know, is a dog orbiting the sun. I mean, thank you, John Gibson. Now you will tell us that H2O is mercury. Here he is.
The fire melting steel and everything else. So I said, I want to participate. I want to do whatever I can to give somebody an outlet to let their voice be heard on it.
For the records, fire does melt steel.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Susan, ABC, are they essentially endorsing Rosie's views by letting her stay on the View and continue to spout this stuff every day?
Well, I think that somebody at ABC has a very sick sense of humor, letting this clearly unwell person go on TV and continue to say these things, which are just doing incredible damage to her reputation. I think as long as ABC continues to get ratings from it, they'll keep her on. But I do think it's irresponsible because we already have polls that show that a growing number of Americans are buying into these conspiracy theories, and you know, to pretend like the jury's still out on 9/11 is just, it's offensive.
Ethan, I can't help but think that ABC and the...
Stop again. The government has never put out an official report about what happened. They put out a report and speculate. They give 5 different reasons that the towers fell. Bin Laden is not on the FBI most wanted list for 9/11. And we have a bunch of declassified documents where our government admittedly has staged terror attacks in the past. Let me give you a news flash. And I mean, maybe these are just young, dumb. One of them writes for a neocon publication. The other one looks so goofy. He probably is just a young Republican frat boy. And, you know, frankly, earlier in my life, I pretty much fit that bill, too. But you're stupid, and you don't know what you're talking about. But at least when I was a young Republican, you know, at least, and I wasn't physically, you know, officially a member, but I hung around with all those people in college and stuff. You know, I was into the Federal Reserve being private and lower taxes, and I was more of a Ron Paul type Republican. You guys are disgusting. I mean, and you always talk about American haters and how we want to hurt the troops, we want to aid the terrorists, and that's what you say on your website. I don't take vacations with the Bin Laden family. I'm not an owner of the Carlyle Group like the Bushes and the Bin Ladens and Queen Elizabeth. I mean, that's Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal, 2 months before 9/11, called for Bush Sr. to stop vacationing with the Bin Ladens and stop being in business with them. The Bin Ladens have been British intelligence since 1918. Oh, and they always cite Hearst Publishing, Popular Mechanics. Literally, go get an encyclopedia off the wall. The three or four I've looked at, when you look up yellow journalism, it says synonymous with Hearst Publishing. They've always been evil. They pioneered government fronts, okay? The Homeland Security's first cousin wrote the piece, organized the piece, and lied to me over the phone and swore it was not a hit piece and not a debunking exercise. They are liars. And then he lied to American Free Press, Benjamin Chertoff, of the Homeland Security director's family, and said, I'm not related to Michael Chertoff, and then his mommy was called by the American Free Press, and his mommy said, oh yeah, of course Homeland Security director comes to our house, you know, every month for dinner. Oh, yes, he's first cousins. Oh, yes, he came to the bar mitzvah. I mean, this is unbelievable. And they lied. He went on national radio and said, I'm not related to him. And it turns out they're close family friends. And I bet that Benjamin Chertoff, we know he's a dual citizen. I mean, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I don't like the fact that here in Texas, the governor's head of border and Mexico affairs is a Mexican citizen and a registered lobbyist of the government of Mexico. And I don't like the fact that a big part of our intelligence apparatus and security apparatus is Israeli Mossad operatives. I mean, hell, Michael Chertoff's mother was one of the founders of Mossad. I mean, we're in trouble. And we've got slack-jawed young punks on TV who don't know anything up there defending George Bush. And man, every time I look at Hillary, I almost throw up. I was on the exercise bike yesterday. I ran to the gym, got on the bike, and I'm sitting there, and this Hillary just constant. I'm reading the text on the screen, this closed captions for an hour, 45 minutes an hour. And, I mean, I literally just couldn't take it anymore. I had to look down. I wish I wouldn't have sat in front of the TV. You know, they got them for every three bikes. They got a TV hanging down. And it was just the same regurgitation. Let's analyze the Republican candidates. Let's analyze the Democratic candidates. And I know about every one of them. Mitt Romney, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, Senator Hagel. Every one of them is a New World Order vetted, selected, bred, trained New World Order. I mean, they win either way. It's like watching a horse race where there's 10 horses running and the same gangster owns every one of them and owns the jockeys, and it's going to be a staged event, and they're going to win money on every one of them guessing the right place. It's like watching a Don King-sponsored boxing match. I mean, you know, and you're still idiots that buy, you know, $100 for pay-per-view to watch it. It'd be like watching a baseball game that was being officiated and being judged by Pete Rose and betting on it. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with you out there. I have a lot of trouble. It's just Hillary. I hate her. She hangs out with the Bushes, has dinner every week with Roger Ailes, Limbaugh's boss and the head of Fox News. They've been doing campaign finance raising for 4 years quietly. It finally broke, and I read these neocon blogs, and they say, that's okay. That's okay. I mean, you're scum. You're not conservatives. Stop posing. Most of you are just trying to get cushy CIA or Defense Department jobs in domestic propaganda, and a lot of you are getting it. I mean, you know, it's turned out it's over $20 billion. That was one group of fake news purchasing that was $1.8 billion. I was wrong. The news stuff, that was $1.8, it wasn't $1.6. You got almost $25 billion that we know of now since Bush has been in fake news. I mean, buying reporters, folks, and having them write what the government tells them to write. There's no doubt O'Reilly's on the payroll. There's no doubt Gibson's on the payroll. There's no doubt Rush Limbaugh's show, he is paid with his, what was it, 280-something million dollar contract. Yeah, 287 million. He his 9-year contract. He's paid more than his show makes for his network. And if you, they've even done calculations where it looks like his show, he's paid more him by himself than what affiliates would make. Because, you know, that's split. Affiliates get half the ads and the network gets half the ads. I mean, my God, folks, when someone's being paid far more than their show even makes, what do you think it is? I mean, this is no-brain stuff. It isn't freedom. It isn't an open society when the Pentagon and the CIA aren't just paying for reporters in Baghdad, they're paying for them in your town. I've got CIA action reports from 1953 where Kermit Roosevelt is writing to the president and writing to Tim Downing Street and addressing them both as his bosses. He's even more deferential and subservient to Tim Downing Street. Because that's when the real merger accelerated, and he's sitting there going, oh yes, all our reporters and editors and Time Life books and everywhere, we need to really use them more to keep overthrowing countries. This works great. This works great. And I have to sit there and watch the Homeland Security produced Popular Mechanics garbage. And they're lying left and right, they're full of bull, and I want to warn the public. I mean, this stuff's real, ladies and gentlemen. It's not, well, Alex is right about a lot of this, but he goes a little too far. You know, things aren't really that bad. You know, things are okay. No, they're not, okay? I cannot tell you how bad it is. I read hundreds of articles a day. I probably got 50, 60 of them today in front of me. I got probably 50 I didn't cover yesterday. I've got a stack right here of incredible stuff. There's no way to even... I mean, folks, this stuff's so nuts just on the science front. You know, bees eat pollen. They eat pollen. And they regurgitate it after they've taken the sugar out of it and make honey. That's why there's so much. I don't see bees anymore. When I was a kid, there were bees all over the place. I mean, diabetes is up by several thousand percent. It's not just the corn syrup. Cancer's way up. All this crazy stuff's happening. They've got cross-species goats, sheep, spider goats, human chimpanzees, body parts, random genetic splicing. I mean, you think this dog food stuff's bad? People are dying every day from GMO foods, and the doctors are told how to diagnose it. They don't know. Your kidneys failed. Your liver failed. You're 25 years old. Your two-year-old's got... Yeah, I mean, I remember in the other neighborhood I lived in, on the little block I lived on, in 1 year, three toddlers died of leukemia and cancer. And other kids had autism, and I talked to the people. I remember your kid was out running around. They got autism now? Yeah, at 18 months. I go, let me guess. He had a seizure after the shots. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm living in hell here, folks. I know what's going on. I mean, I see it around me. We're living in a nightmare horror movie. And I just can't believe it's this bad. But again, there's the illusion of the TV and the movies and the culture. Everything's fine, and it's coated like a candy apple, but the apple's poison. But it's got the caramel on the outside, and it's just and you know, the roads are manicured, and the billboards and the flashing lights, and everybody goes about their business. We are in a trance, ladies and gentlemen. And around us, they're grabbing people's kids. The police are arresting everybody. They're passing all these new laws, building prisons everywhere. I mean, the news I've got here in front of me. There's a AP article where they say that kids that aren't vaccinated make other kids get sick. Common sense. If you believe in this toxic poison, your kid's taking it, they're protected. My kid not having the shot doesn't infect your kid. That's a 101 lie. But the general public, you can't do 2+2 anymore. They're gone, folks. They're gone. Here's another one. Wall Street Journal today. Best Buy looks to RFID chips. Electronics retailer Best Buy foresees a day when most of the merchandise will be tagged by radio frequency. Well, I won't be going to your stinking store anymore. Biometrics cash machines bring joy, BBC. Listen to these articles. It brings joy. I mean, it's written for low-grade morons. You just heard a top IT financial crimes expert, one of the top in the country, telling you this stuff's horrible. This stuff's designed for fraud. But see, they'll have even more control when the fraud gets worse. See? It's always problem, reaction, solution. The solution makes it worse. They've got another solution makes it worse. Another solution makes it worse. See, they mean to screw up with the drug war. They mean to screw up in Baghdad. That's how they stay. It's how they expand. It's how they get more control. Oh, we screwed up. Give us more power. Oh, we screwed up. Give us more power. Got the head of Visa saying by 2012 there'll be no cash, and they're dead serious. They got ads demonizing cash. U.S. judge affirms Americans must have criminal checks before contacting foreigners on internet. I mean, this is mainstream news. Civilians could be facing mandatory anthrax shots. I mean, this is the type of stuff. TB patient locked up maybe for life, but keep those borders open. We'll cover it when we get back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Tuberculosis in this country was almost extinct 20 years ago. Now it is officially an epidemic, but it's kept very quiet. It's drug-resistant, extreme drug-resistant, and in Russia they're calling it drug-immune TB, and that's already here. And they've had federal numbers on this that came out a couple years ago. One person with TB in a school or office setting will give, in 1 year, close to 40 people, it's up between 34 and 40, if memory serves, But the point is, well over 30 people will get TB. The illegal aliens come in with drug immune, extreme drug resistant, you name it. And all over, they have opened whole floors, whole areas, whole facilities with these sanitariums, as they're called. And I have articles here, and they lock you up, folks, and nobody comes in and nobody sees you. And it says maybe for life. Now, is there now when the people came into Ellis Island, folks, they tested them for it. And that was the old stuff. Not now, ladies and gentlemen. And you try calling the news when your daughter, sitting next to that illegal alien, we had three cases of leprosy in the 100 years before 2005, and we had 7,060-something cases, and they've opened a leper colony in Texas. Yes, we now have leprosy, ladies and gentlemen. We now have leprosy. And by the way, I've been in convenience stores and places, and I've seen the foreigners, and I know what leprosy looks like. And I've seen them with pieces of their nose rotting off, and I've looked at their hands and seen a finger withering. There's folks walking around with leprosy all over the place. Oh, but they got you scared, don't they? They got you scared of Al-Qaeda, don't they? Folks, look at this. U.S. judge affirms IMBRA. Americans must have criminal background checks before contacting foreigners on the Internet. They'll just announce that power. International Marriage Broker Regulation Act, and it goes on. But then that's for everybody saying you want to contact anybody, you got to. Here's another one. This is WorldNet Daily. Civilians could be facing... Notice the government calls us civilians now. It's the military. They were always civilians, too. See, they're changing all the words. Civilians could be facing mandatory anthrax shots. Expert warns government has 10 million doses for emergency. And they go on to announce that they do have a program to forcibly inoculate you getting ready. Here's the one I mentioned. TB patient locked up, maybe for life, behind the county hospital, tall cinder block walls. A 27-year-old tuberculosis patient sits in a jail cell equipped with a ventilation system that keeps germs from escaping. Robert Daniels has been locked up indefinitely, perhaps the rest of his life, since last July. And it goes on. He has highly drug-resistant TB. And that's it. And it goes on to say it's spreading globally. Coming out of Russia, coming out of Mexico, coming out of China, coming out of Africa. There's no medical checks when they come in. But CPS is announcing they're going to have forced medical checks on and anybody who's in Head Start, though. And you're going to have a cop pull you over to the checkpoint and go, things have changed after 9/11. Al-Qaeda hit us and hit us hard. You need to search me. Oh, you had a handgun here. I'm going to have to ruin your life now. Fine, you're going to lose your pension fund. They're going to shoot your kids up with mercury. So you go ahead and you serve the system. Don't listen to me. Call me a traitor, scum. You want to fight these people? Go to Google Video, type in Terror Storm, get it, email it out to everybody. I want to see you take action. And I want to see you go to InfoWars.com, and I want you to buy Terror Storm so we can do more here and fight them harder with the funds you give us. And get the other books and videos we carry, or you want to donate to us, you want to just write us a check, fine. I mean, it will go to the fight, 96% of it on average. We've had an accountant do the math. I mean, you talk about lean and mean, folks, we are. We're all about the fight. Join us at InfoWars.com. Get the videos, get the books. God bless you all. See you back tomorrow.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.